Hello and welcome to Wildcards, the show where you choose what we spend our time talking about. I'm Harriet Pryor, stepping in for Amelia Bonner just this week. And with me, I'm joined by Moshe, who's just literally back from, where have you been, Philadelphia?
Philadelphia, yes.
Yeah, getting over jet lag by coming on all the podcasts. I love it. Cameron, where have you been anywhere interesting? Everton?
I was in Goodison last night, so, I mean, it's not as nice as Philadelphia, but, yeah, it was interesting.
Definitely not as nice.
Yeah, no.
Mike Kearney is here as well, and so is Carl Koffak. I mean, I could ask you if you've been anywhere interesting, you just let me know.
I've been in Liverpool this morning, and I'm now in Norwich.
Lovely. So, I mean, just because Amelia's not here, I'm just going to let you know now, you've also got to follow the rules, because I know that sometimes when other people host, the rules go out the window. But for everyone that hasn't listened to this before, every person has one wildcard they can play if they don't want to talk about what people have chosen. And I'm telling you right now, I might play a wildcard for a whole topic here, because snooker, I don't even know what it is, the concept of it, the game, anything. But anyway, we don't need to speak about that quite yet. So we'll start with LFC present. And your options were Henderson with 40%, Salah with 33%, and Diogo Jota with 27%. So Mo, I'll come to you first. Henderson, pretty good last night, wasn't he?
He was very good last night. It's funny, I heard all the talk before the game about last year doesn't matter. No one's thinking about last year. But all of the last year chat was focused on the Van Dijk Pickford thing. The thing that annoyed me most, we won that game. Henderson scored the winner in that game and it was taken from us. Like, think about his position as Liverpool captain, the ability to say he got a last minute winner at Goodison and had it snatched from him. And he went on that pitch. Like, I saw Robbo said in the post-match, he was looking like a boxer in the tunnel. It was 100% right. He was going down there to eat them. And as soon as he got that goal, he was like, right, aim on. And I've been worried and said on previous shows about, I was worried about his tank and about how he seemed to drop off a little bit fitness-wise in the first few games of the season. There was none of that last night. He looked back to his firing best. And I'm sure others are going to talk about it. The little triangle with him, Trent and Salah. Like, if you get caught, you need a name for that. Because, like, if you get caught in that, you are going to disappear.
You can think of a name for it throughout the rest of the show, mate. You'll let us know at the end.
All right. I'll leave it with me.
Cam, I'll come to you next. The goal that the Mo mentioned there was obviously outstanding. And I feel like with Henderson, you're just seeing all these different qualities and elements of his game that maybe have developed over time. But especially this season, especially in the last few games, he just seems to be growing and growing and growing, which is mad for a player that's been at Liverpool for so long.
Yeah, definitely. And like, as you were saying, like all the different abilities and attributes he's got now, like, I feel as if over the last couple of years he's become more defensive. But yesterday, I turned to one of my mates and I was like, I haven't seen Henderson this further forward in ages. He was everywhere on the pitch, wasn't he? It was one of his best games I've ever seen him play for us. But yeah, his career with us hasn't been straightforward really, has it? You'd even say up to 2019, I think he was benched for that. I think it was the Barca first leg in the Nou Camp. Like, even as close to that. It hasn't been all straightforward. It's only been the last few years where I think people are really starting to recognise him now. But yeah, last night was brilliant and then he had the goal as well. But the only thing was, I was a bit annoyed with that because I had Jota 5-0. I mean, obviously it didn't come in. So I was made up, our ends went off, and then when I seen it wasn't Jota, I was like, oh God.